So Shoshana, let's see here. I was wondering, you talk about doing Tai Chi and Qigong. Now, how does someone choose which one, or should we do both?
You can start with one and move into the other. The Qigong is much easier to do. It's usually, I mean, there are many different, hundreds of different Qigong sets that are out there, and there's many different teachers, and people can find a teacher by going online and looking at the National Qigong Association website, which is nqa.org, and they can find a Tai Chi or Qigong teacher close to them. Or just go and go online, and there are many different videos, DVDs, and books available. Qigong is something you can actually learn easily from a book or a DVD, whereas Tai Chi takes a much longer time and is much harder to learn from a DVD or a book. It's next to impossible. You really need a teacher for that. So when a client comes to me, I can teach them the entire 20-minute Qigong set from my book in 8 to 10 lessons. If someone wants to learn my Tai Chi set, it takes, if they come once a week and they can learn very quickly, it takes a year. Some people a year and a half if they're slower. I teach everyone at their own ability when they do private lessons like that. So Qigong is more an exercise that has been created for healing the body. There are there are breathing exercises, and there's healing sounds for the different vital organs, and there are visualizations for bone marrow washing, where you strengthen your bones through this exercise. And then another exercise to nurture the heart and spirit. Another exercise to strengthen qi. Another one to develop internal energetic structure. So the qigong, which is done to cultivate qi, has more medical application. Originally, the Tai Chi was created more as a martial art. As it's been taught in the United States, it's become an exercise that people are doing for healing and for relaxation. But originally, it was the martial art. And many of the Tai Chi studios are still focusing on the martial application in addition to the health benefits. So it's really, do you want to commit a year and a half to practice of Tai Chi, where you learn one move each week and add it until you have the entire set? Or do you want to start and just do these individual exercises to cultivate your qi and see how you like that and see if you practice it? It takes a lot of dedication to practice every day. You don't have to do it every day. It's just highly recommended. It's like the days that you do it, you feel so much better, you because you've opened up the flow of qi vital energy throughout your entire system. So it's a cleansing, it's a strengthening of not just your energy but your blood. It's an oxygenation of the blood and bringing more oxygen and increasing your oxygen capacity of your lungs. It's a retardation of the aging process. You get your hair looks better, your skin looks better, everything works better when you do Qigong and or Tai Chi. So, when you do your Tai Chi, it's very flowing, the movements flow one from the other. You're it's more of an ath more athletic there are in the warm-ups, there are kicks and there's jumps, and it can be very athletic as a workout. The Qigong's more internal, I would say. And and then I also practice Kung Fu on Northern Shaolin and Chorley Fat, which I, now that I'm older, I don't do it as much, but that was always a big, big part of my workout. And that's more for when you're younger and you do deep knee bends, but you can do it into your 60s and 70s and 80s also. Just have to keep in shape and stay really flexible. All of these exercises keep you very flexible, not just your muscles, but flexible with your mind and your attitude about life. Keep you very connected. Yeah, very connected with nature, the nature around you, because you're outside with the trees and the birds, and you just really connect with the earth. And so it just keeps you connected within yourself, with your own energy system, and with the nature around you. It's so balancing and centering, and as I said before, just opens up the flow. And that's what creates the health, because disease comes when there's energy that gets stuck. And your mind gets stuck, you know, in one thing, and you hold on to it. That's when pain and dysfunction happens in the body. We want things to flow. It's very important to maintain a healthy flow of qi and also blood in the body.
Right. Now, I assume, though, that you really recommend that people do a mix of Western and alternative complementary medicine, or?
Yes, I do. And Western and alternative exercises, too. So I think it's great to get on the treadmill or get on the elliptical and lift your weights and do that, too. I think I'm just a big proponent for a combination of both, because we're Westerners that are also believe in an Eastern approach. So we need to incorporate that with our medical professionals, as well as our foods, as well as how we feel and how we live our life and how we choose relationships and interact in our life, as well as the exercises that we choose to practice.
Right, right. So what do you think the biggest problem with people today is?
Negativity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All that negative TV and everything else, right?
Yeah. Well, I think TV's okay and everything. It's just how you process it and how you hold it and what you do with it. I mean, I think it's important to know what's going on in the world, but to let it go and not to get depressed. Right. I mean, there's just a lot of sadness and a lot of depression. I mean, we've all had our problems. We've all had our struggles. We've all had our wounds. It's just that we need to identify them and understand why we may feel the way we do, accept it, and move on. Find that joy. Take each day, you know, as it comes. And, you know, that is the thing. You know, people just don't have hope anymore. Some people are just so negative they can't find the hope. And they're, you know, they're just stuck. So I think it's a new day. There are so many wonderful ways for people to heal themselves. There are many, many different ways. And it's very, very important to realize that you can be in an absolutely wonderful state of health, that your mind and your emotions and your physical body, that they're all working together as one. And that a lot has happened in life, and it's possible to get past it and to find a renewed sense of health and well-being and hope and energy, and really, really make your life a wonderful, wonderful experience each and every day. You can create it. There is a way to make that connection for yourself and to create just an amazing experience in life, in the days that you have and the time you have, and to just really be creative and create the life that you've always dreamed of. It's possible.
So how would someone that wanted to do that, let's say they were really depressed and anxious and everything, just very briefly, would they contact you through healingforyou.com to learn more, or how would that go?
Absolutely. They can telephone me, they can email me, and I will be more than happy to guide them and help them if they need to understand how to find the right practitioner for themselves, if they'd like to learn my Qigong workout, whatever it is, I'll be there to talk with them and to help them know which direction they may need to go.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And thank you again for being a great guest.
Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it, Kristaya. Take good care.
Thanks, you do the same. Good night, Shoshana.
Good night. And what is the best exercise for to strengthen bones and varicose veins in the legs? So I need to sit down because of my veins in my legs, varicose veins.
Uh-huh. Yes, well, you see, that's the other beauty about Qigong. It can be practiced by anyone, any ability. And you can practice Qigong laying down or sitting or standing. And so you need an exercise for your bones?
Yeah, and also the varicose veins to make them better.
Uh-huh. Well, the bone marrow washing exercise, you would take your hands while you're sitting, and you'd reach down to your down by your feet, and you'd bring the water, imagine the water coming in, bringing the water in from the earth, and bringing the water in through your toes, like moving your hands now, not touching your feet or your toes, but waving your hands, pulling, imagining bringing in the water from the earth into your toes, up through your feet, up your leg, and while you're doing that, you're nourishing, you're sending that water, you're cleansing the bones in your toes and your feet and up the lower part of your leg to your knees. And now you're bringing your fingertips, penetrating that water that you've just brought in from the earth up your legs. And you should be doing both hands at the same time. So you're bringing the water up from your toes, through your foot, through your ankle, up your lower leg into your upper leg. And then bring the water, sending, visualize the water penetrating the bones of your hips and then up the center, your vertebra up, and then penetrating the water, nourishing the bones of your rib cage, and your vertebrae up to your clavicle and down, and then do one arm at a time, doing the upper arm to the lower arm into your hands and then your fingertips, and then do your other arm and then bring it up into your neck and into and nourish the bone of your skull, and then just let the water come over your entire skeletal system from the top of your head to your toes. Just let the water flow and nourish your bones as it flows downward and goes back into the earth. And that is a bone marrow washing technique using water. And then you can do the same from the opposite direction, bringing the fire from the heavens and bring it down into the bones of your skull, down to your neck, down your arms, into your fingertips, both arms, and then down your clavicle, your neck, your vertebra, to your rib cage, into your hips, and down the upper leg, lower leg, into your ankles, your feet, and then your toes, and then let the fire go back up your skeletal system upward and go back to the heavens. And then you can mix the fire and the water together by circling your hand over your belly for the water and circling your other hand over your chest for the fire, and you're mixing the fire and the water together, and then you send the fire back to the heavens and the water back to the earth, and the exercise is completed. And I think that'll also be very good for the veins to open up the energy in your legs.
This is one of the exercises in the on the CD, the recording.
Yes, on the DVD, I actually do the bone marrow washing exercise that I just described. And I also have pictures of how to do it in my book and description, verbal description. And then in the middle section of my book, I explain all about Chinese medicine application to the bones and why this exercise works according to Chinese medicine.
Oh, and it sounds great.
And, yeah, and then the third section of my book, I have 25 symptoms that we have as we age, what they are according to Chinese medicine, additional Qigong exercises that can be done for them, and self-acupressure techniques that you can do to help yourself with them. So my book is really a primer in Chinese medicine.
And it's good. These exercises are good for women over 50, right?
Exactly. But you can start them when you're 35. But we especially need to strengthen our bones as we age. As soon as our estrogen levels start declining when we go into perimenopause, we really need to strengthen our bones and get that extra calcium and magnesium, and strontium is very good for strengthening the bones too, naturally. And the weight-bearing exercises are very important. Again, it's a balance, and eating dark green vegetables and organic foods are very, very important as well.
Okay, thank you very much for all your help.